This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean, too. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our fighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. Now, to all the people working right now on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Don't forget, let's also remember our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and our bus drivers out there keeping America rolling along. And follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Joining us right now, 7 past the hour. Here she is, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hello, kiddo.
Oh, good morning, Captain. Wow. I'm telling you, these last two nights. Anyway, I have no idea what. You know, I'm overwrought, but I would be because this was, I mean, if you don't feel anything from all this, then, you know, some you don't have feelings. By the way, this is your usual blessing night, so I'm going to make it tonight for all those people that were involved in the 9/11 event. I'm going to go into that in a second. But tomorrow night, everybody, you usual people that I haven't been able to do it for quite a while because we had the hurricane and be online because you're going to get a special blessing tomorrow night. And remember, those are pre-prayed for much, much so. That don't just shout out names. So be online tomorrow night. But for all the first responders, for all the firefighters, and by the way, they really took it on the for law enforcement, everybody, for even fellow citizens, emergency workers, all from the 9/11 event. And you know something? You know, there's a new song I would have probably hated years ago. I would say, what are you talking about? It's actually called Lord, I Thank You for the Scars. But you have to hear the whole song. Scars are obviously from people that have been in battle. And all of you know, I'm sure the captain has many scars, you firefighters, you people that came out of this event, and you've lost loved ones. You've got scars, whether physical, emotional. I know what scars are. But I'm going to tell you something. For once, if you remember back, we were kind of together as a nation. We pulled together as a nation right after this event. It didn't matter what the political, you know, we were just all one. So sometimes those scars are for a reason. Also, with my own life, I know that scars, every battle I have been, you can also become, and sometimes God allows things so we become closer to Him. That I can tell you. So sometimes those scars are, we can thank Him because of, for those reasons. And I want to say something else. Something happened, yeah, something very evil happened at 9/11, very evil doers. And we've got to start admitting, if we do not acknowledge evil or recognize it, then we can't defeat it.
Yeah.
Now, remember that sentence. No, it's important. It is. We've got to say it is evil. These were pure evil doers. Don't call them anything. They are evil doers. I don't care what country they came from, whatever. We've got to acknowledge it, even in our own lives. Recognize it and handle it. You know, we are in a war of evil versus good. Not even a battle. We're in wars with that war. So don't forget that. It's very important. And then also,
By the way, Steven Tyler is saying good morning.
Steve, hi.
Richard the Marine is saying good morning.
Yeah, God bless you all.
David, the Uber driver, is saying good morning.
Hi, Dave. By the way, I know. I love you all. I know. I usually do a full. I'm going to do a full blessing tomorrow night, but tonight it is every. And I know you understand. Actually, when you think about it, we were all involved in this. If you're an American, we all suffered some pain, but it did bring us together temporarily as a nation. I remember we were all fighting together, and as I said last night, we will never forget. I never forget. In fact, you know, I told the captain I really didn't even want to come on tonight because I am not the greatest speaker when I'm suffering. You know, and by the way, I think we all did a little bit of I heard things that I've never heard before. When the captain, when you played those tapes, I've never heard some of those before.
Well, I kind of do something a little different every year.
Yeah, and there were many that agreed with me. Where did that come from? I said, you never know with the captain. I did not even know those planes, and it really brought us into the picture.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the suffering is more intense this year, and it's meant to be. That's why we're never to forget. We cannot. And I've got a little prayer I wanted to end with just to, because I don't know what else to say, people. I could quote the whole Bible to you. And I've done that on here in 5 years. That's not, you don't need that. But I have a little prayer I want to put over you, and because it's one for myself even. And remember this, those scars, wow, thank God for them, because that means you've been in some battles. And, you know, again, battles can bring us much closer to God, and certainly even as a nation. But I just pray to God we don't ever, and let me put this out here, we never have to go through anything like that again. Heavenly Father, along the path of life, be my guide. As I rejoice and as I sorrow, let me find your love and light. Let me see your beauty in joyful times, but let me feel your serenity when I struggle. Let me know your peace so that I may walk in the comfort of your divine protection now and forever. Amen. And may God keep us safe from ever going through anything like this. We are a Judeo-Christian nation, and if we remain that, I say if we keep prayer, God will keep us safe. We have great leadership, a great president, and I am a grateful person tonight. And again, to all those first responders, all those who lost their lives and the scars, thank you. We will never forget. God bless y'all. Tomorrow night, showers of blessing. Thank you.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we appreciate her and thank her very much. And when I come back, the phone lines will be open again if you want to opine. And here comes the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and thank you very much for tuning in to the Captain's America Third Watch. If you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Again, 877-969-8600 if you have something that's on your mind. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot up there in Seattle, Washington. They are the father-son team that makes up a Relief Factor. And one night they were coming home from the SeaTac airport late at night. They happened to be listening to yours truly on the radio and heard what they liked, and they got a hold of me and asked me if I'd like to be one of their spokesmen. I said, absolutely. But here's the reason why. Because I take their product, and I have for over 3 years, and I know it works. I know it works. I've got arthritis very bad, and I've had a lot of injuries that I can tell you when the weather's going to change. That's one of the things people with arthritis can do. Plus, I've had back issues. I've had an ankle issue. And it works for me. I take the Relief Factor. The ankle's go down from being swollen. The back pain becomes manageable instead of just bothering me all the time. And I just know it works. So the reason I'm telling you is because I want you to be able to get the relief that I got by taking Relief Factor. It's all natural. There's nothing narcotic or any of that in it. It's all natural stuff. It's all good for you. And all you got to do is sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. Take it the way it tells you to take it, and it should take care of just about whatever problem you got. Again, over 75% of the people that sign up for it continue to take it on a regular basis. So, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Relieffactor.com/captain, the website. Go there, check it out, see what they have to offer. Sign up for the monthly plan, the $19.95 quick start. Get it started that way, and then away you go. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and I thank them very much for believing in me, and I believe in them. Believe me, this stuff has worked for me, and I think it'll work for you too, most of you at least. All right, well, back to what we've been talking about. And by the way, coming up here, hour number 4, we'll have Brooke Emery conservative pundit extraordinaire. Now, I want to play something else for you here. This is Lindsey Graham, and they managed to get him stopped yesterday and corner him on the John Bolton thing to see if he would spit out the goods here. Well, here we go.
Did John Bolton resign or did the president fire?
I don't know, and again, I don't think it matters. I think he served honorably, and I appreciate his service to our country, and the president has a right to choose somebody he has trust in, and we'll get a new national security advisor here soon.
So, I don't personally care if Bolton was fired or whatever. I mean, he did submit a letter of resignation after he was asked to, and he did, so there was no problem there. So, therefore, I don't have an issue, and I don't know why people would have an issue, because John Bolton has been around the block a time or two, so he knows what he's doing when he does it. By the way, Mike Pence was at the Hill yesterday. And this is what he had to say.
The American people will never forget or ever fail to be inspired by the courage of the men and women of Flight 93. We honor them by remembering them. And we honor them by resolving here and now that we will do as they did, each of us, in all of our varied roles, to prevent such evil from ever reaching our shores again.
Let's roll. Remember that? Let's roll. Todd Beamer and the gang on Flight 93. And they saved Washington, D.C. from having another attack. Either the Capitol or the White House. We don't know which one they were going to. But they were headed to one of the two of them. Isn't that something? And I remember them, too. That was a brave lot to do what they did and to go in there and get the cockpit door open and try to struggle to get the plane out of the control of the guy that was flying it. But there you go. Now, with everything that has transpired here, again, talking about John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, has had a couple of run-ins with him. I'll bet you didn't hear about this until right now.
I don't talk about the inner workings of how this all goes. We all give our candid opinions. There were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagree, that's to be sure. But that's true for lots of people with whom I interact. My mission set is always to make sure, as I run the Department of State, is to deliver America's diplomacy and to work with the team, whether it's the Treasury or the President's staff, to make sure we get good outcomes. I know everyone's talked about this for an awfully long time. There were definitely places that Ambassador and I, Bolton and I, had different views about how we should proceed.
Okay, so I don't have a problem with that. By the way, there was another court case yesterday that came up for a decision, and here is what was decided about.
Well, it's being called the most important religious liberty decision since the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. That's because for the first time, a federal appeals court has ruled that religious believers can invoke their First Amendment rights when declining to participate in same-sex weddings. The case, which is now being sent back to the lower courts, involves a Christian couple in Minnesota that runs a media production company. That couple, Carl and Angel Larson, along with their lawyer, with their attorney from the Alliance Defending Freedom, Jeremy Tedesco, join us this morning. Carl and Angel, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your story. So you own a film company. You wanted to go into weddings, but a law in Minnesota said that you couldn't discriminate or make judgments as a company as to what weddings you film. Is that correct?
Yeah, my wife and I are storytellers, and every story we tell, we want to tell in a way that is honoring to God and serves our clients. So we love to tell marriage stories, and the law in Minnesota gave us two options. We could either stay silent, or we could face steep fines and jail time for making films that are consistent with our beliefs, and neither of those were good choices, so we're forced to challenge the law.
So, Angel, you've challenged the law, and ultimately it's ruled in your favor. I mean, critics will say, well, this is about discrimination. I would say you would probably look at it more as religious freedom.
Well, it's just absurd. We we always look at the message, and it is never about the person. And so we, as creative stories professionals, we all do this. We look at the message and never the person.
Yes, we work with everyone. Speech. We just can't promote every message.
Yeah, Jeremy, I see that you're going to chime in here. Let me, Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota, tweeted when the decision came out. He said, I fought alongside, this is the tweet from Keith Ellison. Do we have it? I fought alongside the LGBT community for years. As a human, I'm offended by the majority's ruling. As Attorney General, I'm going to respond in the strongest and most strategic way possible to maximize human rights and dignity for LGBTQ people, and everyone, no exceptions. So, Jeremy, you've won this iteration, but it's not over.
Yeah, well, look, the Supreme Court has said that forcing people to express messages that violate their core convictions is a violation of their dignity, and that's what's at stake in this case. Does the government have the power to threaten filmmakers with 90 days in jail to force them to create films that violate their beliefs? Or look at it another way. Does the state have the power to force an atheist marketer to create a billboard campaign promoting belief in God? The state doesn't have that power. It doesn't have that kind of power in a free society.
Carl, it's almost sometimes helpful to personalize these things to get an understanding of it. That would be like me as a commentator being told I have to take a position on something I don't believe in order to keep my job. Ultimately, you have a business, you have beliefs, you want to marry those two together.
And that's correct, and that's why this is a win for everyone. Regardless of what people believe, freedom is essential, and the government not having the power to coerce people to promote things that are against their beliefs is absolutely good for everyone.
So there you go. A second case yesterday that you probably didn't even hear about. This was involving religious freedom, involving Christian filmmakers and religious liberty. And they have the right to do whatever they want, consistent with their beliefs. So if it means not filming something that they don't want to film, guess what? They don't have to. And Al brought up something here a little while ago about frivolous challenges and frivolous lawsuits and whether or not we can get rid of the some of the procedures. Well, that's up to a court to decide because you are granted all these privileges under certain laws in the judicial system. And each state is a little different. So in order to change things, it would have to go through your local state, in your case, Nebraska. But anyway, it is what it is. And, yeah, are we going to have frivolous lawsuits? Sure. Are we going to have ridiculous challenges and changes and injunctions and all that? Yep, sure. You betcha. All right. Well, here comes Cool and the Gang. We're going to go out on a break here on a high, and we're going to be back with our military and veteran series, first one in the morning, coming right up, so don't go anywhere. We're celebrating on the way to the break.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. Come on now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has handed the Trump administration a victory in its bid to limit asylum applications at the southern border. The court has removed an injunction on the plan to deny asylum to anyone who passes through another country on their way to the U.S. border. The Trump administration has announced plans to pull vaping products off the market. Health Secretary Alex Azar says they're being purchased by kids.
In spite of our best efforts at enforcement, at retail enforcement,
there are hundreds of cases of lung illness from vaping, including teenage users. President Trump says he's working with Senate Republicans to create some type of legislation that reduces gun violence without violating the Second Amendment.
We're looking at background checks, and we're looking at putting everything together in a unified way so that we can have something that's meaningful.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, where you can turn your career and your life around and let them tell you more about it right here, right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, let me tell you about the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. And the other one right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, check them out online. Go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. It could mean a $50,000 or $60,000 a year job after 14 months of training. Now, is it possible to do it in less than that? Sure. If you've already had a career of some sort as an aviation maintenance tech, maybe you've had your certification from another company and you're not going anywhere because of that other company. Well, this is a driving force company that's definitely on the move. National Aviation Academy, you get your certification from them, and you will have a job. and that job will pay you either $50,000 or $60,000 a year to start, and you can be well up into your figure for $100,000 plus a year if you apply yourself and wind up with a job either as a military contractor, or you go to work for a country itself, or maybe you go to work for the Air Force in that various those various countries around the world and become an aviation maintenance tech. Anyway, it'll pay you a lot, and I mean a lot of money. So check out the National Aviation Academy online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And while you're there, always remember and tell them the captain sent you. Now, the phone number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Okay, the United States of America kind of caught with their pants down again. North Korea fires a couple of more multiple rockets here the other day to start the week out. We have a rocket that's fired at the U.S. Embassy on September 11th. And right away we're talking about how we're changing some things there, and there could be some people on the go, and we're also being told there may be a protest held there. Getting real. And then, of course, you had the rocket blast at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul on the anniversary of September 11th, which is when they actually fired on us. Now, if it's a bunch of rabble-rousers and it's just a small group of them, that's fine. But because this has gone on for such a long time, and because it's always the same thing, somebody just firing a rocket out of the clear blue sky, and here it comes. Iron Dome gets involved and takes down most of them. But there's always that few, very few, that are going to get through. And when they do, then that's when all hell breaks out. We'll see what happens. We'll definitely keep our ear to the ground and see what happens there with that one. Because this, unfortunately, is not going to go away anytime soon. Now, the U.S. is ramping up the fight against the Taliban in the Afghanistan war as we get into our 18th year. Taliban sent us a clear and definitive message that they still don't want to talk. They believe they're in the catbird seat. So we have to change their mind, and the only way you change their mind is to kill more of them than they kill you. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to go out. We're going to track them down. We're going to go after their bases, go after everybody and anybody that's with them. And if you don't understand that, you don't want to welcome that because that is the way to do things, then too bad, so sad. You got to get with the program here, folks, and understand that these guys are not going to go away just by singing Kumbaya to them. And when it comes to the case of the Palestinians saying, well, we have claim to this land and that land. No, they don't have claim to anything. They're the people without a country. And by the way, their country originally was Jordan. That's where their country was. So we'll see how everything plays out. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen. We'll just sit here and we'll watch and see and cross our fingers and hope for the best. I personally think it's going to escalate into something that we don't want, but that's just me. All right. Britain has accused Iran of selling the Adrian Dara 1 tanker oil to Syria. Britain's foreign minister said that the Iranian oil tanker Adrian Dara had sold its crude oil to the Assad regime in Syria, breaking assurances it had given not to sell crude to that country or anyone else outside the little realm that they have there. So what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Probably nothing, because there's not much they can do. There really isn't. Not much at all that they can do. So think about that for a second. President has a tough job to do, and he can't always do it on his own, because he doesn't have the support of the people around him. So those people around him have to listen, pay attention to what's going on, and maybe you'll learn something. Just my story, and I'm sticking to it, right? By the way, the Navy's oldest nuclear-powered attack sub just finished its final deployment after sailing around the world. The U.S. Navy's oldest nuclear-powered fast-track submarine wrapped up its final deployment Sunday after sailing around the world. So we'll see how all that plays out when they get back. Probably come back to a hero's welcome. And Air Force F-15s, F-35s have dumped 80,000 pounds of bombs over an Iraqi island. Now, the Iraqis obviously don't care. They'd be doing something about it. But the U.S.-led coalition countered ISIS on Iran and Iraq after Iraq and Syria were where the targets were, where they dumped over 80,000 pounds of bombs on Qanis Island in Iraq to help prevent the Islamic State from using the island as a refugee base, which is what we've been watching. We've been watching the island rapidly become a third world country. So, there you go. And like they say, don't let the bed bugs bite. Alrighty. I'm just looking at something here. This is from John Bolton, or at least from his people. This particular press release, let's see, happens to come from the Washington Times, so they're not around just yet. But President Trump petitioned John R. Bolton, his third national security advisor in 3 years after multiple clashes over policy and tactics, even as the White House promised to remove him as the national security advisor. We'll see how all that plays out. I'm not sure where we're going with all this, so I really don't have an opinion. But it looks like as if it's going to get real interesting. That's what it's looking like right now, that it's going to get real, 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 real interesting. Now, one of the other things that we do here on the program, for those of you that are new listeners, is we are on Facebook with the Captain's America Radio Show Facebook page or the Captain's America Third Watch fan page. You can go over there. There's a messenger on there. You just click on that little messenger and you send us a message. And that's what we do with a lot of people, because I'm about to illustrate to you what I just got. This message comes from one of our friends up in Michigan. And his name is John. And John is saying, great show last night, Captain. Keep up the good work. I got a question for you about tonight's show. We have Islamabad up here. He's talking about Dearborn Estate, of course. We have the Islamic State up here. They're using Islamic laws. Is there anything we can do about it? Yeah. The laws are illegal in your state. Have the people enforce them. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across your radio dial.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Okay, drivers, just a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight.
Well, he went and peed his mic, but I took control of the show because there's nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, Ray Carlisle, he's not wrong with radio, and he's out there rooster cruising the night somewhere. Ray Carlisle, that's an oldie but goodie. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by your pilot or Flying J truck stops out there. Stop by, tell them the captain sent you, enjoy yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee this time of the night. And a special shout out to our friends up there in Valdosta, Georgia, and right there on the state line in Lake Park. Special shout out to you guys and gals. Appreciate you so very, very much. Now, the forecast goes like this. I'm going to start in Florida right now because we have a system, another tropical system coming into Florida. Right now the probability of it becoming something is 50%. However, I don't think there's enough time for it to do much of anything other than rain and maybe a little bit of wind. Now, a trough of low pressure is producing widespread cloudiness, showers, and thunderstorms that extend from the southeastern Bahamas north eastward over the adjacent Atlantic waters. And although its limited development out of the system is anticipated today, conditions are forecast to become a little bit more conducive for tropical cyclone formation over the weekend because it's going out into the Gulf, it looks like. And a tropical depression is likely to form as the system moves northeastward at 5 to 10 miles an hour across the Florida Straits and into southern Florida and into the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Now, this disturbance will likely produce periods of locally heavy rainfall and gusty winds across the Bahamas through Friday and across Florida during the weekend. An Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate the system this afternoon, and of course, the probability of forming into something over the next 48 hours is 50%, but over the next 3 days or more, 70%. So we're looking at something, don't know what the something's going to be, but it'll be right out there and in the not-too-distant future. So, let's go to your Trucker's Highway and Byway report now. That means that Florida, you'll have to keep your eyes on the skies. I-75, Alligator Alley, I-95, I-4, pay attention. So there you go. Now, moving up the line, the weather looks like so. A strong storm system over the Intermountain West will gradually push east into the plains and Mississippi Valley over the next few days. Severe weather is possible from this storm with flooding, flash flooding. Certainly we're going to have thunder and lightning, and it looks like as if there may be a possible tornado somewhere along the line. Right now the problem areas are South Dakota, the lower part of Minnesota, and Wisconsin. You got a bullseye on you right now because Nebraska, the northern part of Nebraska, in particular through through Omaha, and probably down into southeastern, probably down into, well, let's see here. Yeah, probably into Council Bluffs and Iowa. You're going to have rain, heavy rain, flooding, a flash flooding, watches, warnings, severe thunderstorm, watches, warnings. Same thing across the southern part of Minnesota tonight, where you're going to get dumped on here. If you aren't already getting dumped on, you certainly will be. And the same thing up in the northeastern part of Canada, where you've got a lot of heavy rain and flood watches and advisories right now there, too. Now, Wyoming possibilities exist for some bad weather there for you. Colorado, you're looking good so far. But that rain is out in front of it. It's caught up to Michigan, as well as way, way, way up in the northern peninsula. There's some high winds and whatnot going on up there, too. And the western shores of Lake Michigan and in Michigan, you've got some rain problems there. So be advised of that. And also, one last little thing. Keep your eyes on the Mississippi Valley because we've got a severe thunderstorm watch and warning right now for what looks like a thunderstorm or a line of storms that popped up along the river valley right there in Missouri, headed into Illinois, southern Illinois, and then probably across the southern part of Indiana as well. Now, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Stop by and see what they have to offer. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did the Supreme Court do? Because, again, it seems to me that these judges on the Ninth Circuit Court can't put up with the big boys.
The Supreme Court said that the Trump administration can continue with the policy of asylum requests, where they can apply outside of the United States.
Okay.
So essentially, the Supreme Court said what the Trump administration is wanting to do, they can go ahead and do. While in the lower courts, and not necessarily Ninth Circuit, but the lower courts can continue to hear cases on the legalities, if you will, or applying injunctions. So those processes are still going on, but this is kind of an unusual condition. It's not that the Supreme Court is overriding lower courts because the cases haven't been through all the lower courts.
Right.
But it's kind of like, hey, you lower courts do what you want, but in the meantime, the Trump administration can continue to do what they want to do.
Right. Okay. And hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. Just heard from Road Dog. He says hello from Laredo. Just leaving, headed north to Lafayette. Last night's show was a very powerful one. Listening tonight, have a great night. Stay low, Catwoman and Road Dog. And that was Road Dog that sent us that. So thank you very much. And it was a powerful show last night. And thank you for being a part of it.
Good.
Yep.
Good, good. Thank you.
Yep. And I had all kinds of things going on around in my travels yesterday. I had three different events that I went to. But anyway, so as we start to come up on the break, part of what we're going to be talking about here, folks, tonight, Denise and I, has to do with what you've seen and what you've heard. Obviously, the court case was just a part of it, but not to forget about the fact that we have got this situation, I guess you could call it a situation, still going on. Is Mike Pompeo actually going to be the NSA advisor, too?
No, that's suggested, kind of like Kissinger did.
Yeah.
But we're not sure that that's going to happen.
Okay. Well, folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and don't forget the tariffs. The president says he's going to, as a gesture of goodwill, back them off a couple of weeks for China. We'll see how all that works out, amongst other things that we've got to look at. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.